Welcome back to some crazy Reddit stories that will probably, this episode, make you infuriated. Today's theme is all about roommates, and you know shit gets crazy when it's about roommates. And with me is my former roommate, Damien, and also Angela.
I used to live with you guys. People don't know that.
Okay, so there was...
We didn't know either.
You didn't know.
Right.
That, like, weird cricket you had that
Thank
one
you.
Night. That was me.
Because there was, like, skittering before that, but then I was like, there's something musical about the creature in the attic.
It's a crazy coincidence that over 10 years ago, or about 10 years ago, you randomly lived in our attic, and we didn't know about it.
So weird.
And then we ended up working together later.
It's like crazy that I found you guys.
I know.
Oh, crazy.
It's such
background.
A crazy coincidence. Anyways, Damien, we were roommates for
yes.
a little over a year,
Ooh.
A long time ago.
Yeah, I think, was it even maybe longer than that? It's such a blur.
It was to the point, like, the living situation we were in was to the point where if I had walked into the kitchen and there was just some random person there, I'd be like, oh, are you our roommate now?
Yeah.
That was just how it kind of was.
Yeah, I get that.
And somehow you never took a better room, I'm realizing.
I stayed in the back house that had no air conditioning but a sunroof.
So I wouldn't call it a room.
And had cement walls. It was...
Cement walls?
Yeah.
Cement walls. Well, the wall that my headboard was up against was actually just the wall to the other...
It was the back neighbor's fence wall.
Yes. No, I lived in a crazy situation.
And I got the big room.
Granted, my rent was a
lot cheaper.
A few hundred dollars. Yeah. So I'm like, if you're living in LA and you're spending that much, I was like, sure.
I'll be in a cement house outside.
It was a crazy, crazy situation. Angela, have you ever lived with roommates?
Yes. I still live with a roommate.
Okay.
One of my really good friends. So it doesn't feel like a roommate situation like my past situations post-college and during college. It was like roommates.
Yes.
Where we are like in the same room. We're in bunks. So I did a lot of bunk situations. And then when I graduated UCLA, me and my friends moved to a huge attic in the third floor of a man's home in Koreatown. Five of my friends and I moved up there. Five.
Well, I thought you were doing a bit trying to like lead to
our
attic. There
was four rooms in this attic. Yeah, and we were all like musical theater kids living up there.
Tap dancing.
Just like,
you're that neighbor.
Like, fuck!
I love that when you guys all moved out, as soon as you got all your luggage out, you turned back and saw that there was just rubble. It had been gone for a decade.
We were like, where'd it go?
It Be sure to check
there.
Out Betrayal Legacy on Smosh.
All right.
Oh, yeah, well, there's stories.
Let's get into some horrible roommate stories. Some we might relate to. Hopefully, most we don't. Let's get it started. Here we go. Our first story comes from Am I the Asshole? This is a recent story as of filming this. Am I the asshole for charging my roommates a clean air fee to make things more fair?
The title does not bode well, but I'm listening.
Hello, Reddit. I don't usually use this website, but my roommates told me to post on here in hopes that some outside perspectives will help us settle this situation. Hence the brand new account. The three of us live in a 3x3 and split costs equally three ways for the most part. I have a slightly bigger bedroom, so I pay a bit more than my other two roommates in rent. However, at the moment, I feel like I'm putting more work into maintaining the environment that we all get to enjoy and that I should be compensated fairly for that. I have over 100 different houseplants throughout the apartment, including shared spaces like the living room that I spend hours every week and thousands of dollars caring for, purchasing, and maintaining. My roommates have commented on how pretty some of the plants are, so I know they appreciate having them around as well. Obviously, the presence of these plants contributes to the cleanliness of the air that we breathe in our home. With so many plants in the house, our home air quality is obviously superior to those without houseplants. And with COVID and other air quality considerations, it's basically like having an in-house HEPA air purifier. But the plants are natural, so they're even better. Because I put so much money and so many hours of work into these plants, I feel that my roommate should contribute to that financial burden by paying what we could call a clean air fee. something reasonable like $25 a month for each roommate would really help offset the costs of things like fertilizer, new pots, soil, etc., and the time I put into taking care of the plants. I think this is an incredibly fair agreement for my roommates, as they get the benefit of living in a house with organically clean air and not doing any of the work. They think I'm being unreasonable and selfish. I told them that I'd be willing to compromise and not charge them the fee if they would hold their breath between the front door and going to their bedrooms, which isn't even far. It's not like we live in a huge apartment. So they aren't breathing the plant-cleaned air that they aren't paying for. They think that's stupid, but have yet to propose another reasonable compromise. So I think it's pretty clear who is being unreasonable in this situation. So basically, that's where I'm at. I'm the one who everyone gives rent money to, and then I write a check to the landlord. So if we don't figure this out by the next time rent is due, it's going to be a problem. How can I get my roommates to see slash understand my side of this?
Sent from my ficus.
How long did you have that one cooking?
It's been a minute. I thought of it last night.
I love that in this person's mind, plants just suck up COVID.
Yeah.
Boy, life would have been so different.
Yeah.
Has anyone tried it, though?
Okay, that's fair.
Thank you. Also, the idea that houseplants make them the air cleaner, like, technically, yes, but also no. It's one of those things where it's like having a snake plant in the corner isn't like, oh, you can, the apartment is like, yeah. And I don't care if it's 100 plants. You're not doing that much.
Regardless, though, they bought these plants. They're their plants. It's their hobby, and it's their shared living room, like, living space. You don't get to say, like, oh, because I have this hobby, you then have to pay for the air. You don't own the air. The air is that. Like, that's the equivalent. I mean, it's no different than if you're living with roommates and you buy an air purifier. And then you go, well, because I bought this, you guys owe me $25 a month. It just doesn't
make
any sense.
Yeah, because you're not paying for that air purifier to, like, re-purify every month. It's one purchase.
Right,
yeah.
Or the filter.
He's talking about the upkeep. This person's talking about the upkeep.
For their hobby.
But these roommates probably would have been like, we can get rid of all the plants, we don't care.
I mean, this is freaking wild.
Yeah, there's really, we're talking about logic here. This person's crazy.
My favorite part about this is I have never seen this on a Reddit where his roommates were like, post this on Reddit.
I know.
We need an army to help us.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, please, for the
love
of God.
Dude, just go to this site and type this in and they're going to agree with us.
I will say the roommates did comment on how much they like the plants. That does weigh in the person's favor. No, I'm going to go ahead and say this is actually so crazy that I feel like I can just joke in the other direction.
No, for sure.
Oh, yeah. No, this is a blatant asshole.
I mean, it was fine. Honestly, I thought it was just like insane until the holding breath comment. Then it took asshole approach.
It was delusional. And then it's like, okay, you're also a huge jerk. Yeah. I will say, like, it's my dream to someday have that many plants. Like, it's probably lovely.
My roommate has a ton of plants.
Yeah.
And she has to do a lot of work to keep
it's a
them.
Ton of work.
There's so many
but that's
different things
a hobby.
For each one. Exactly. I was going to say, this is this person's hobby. Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
But, like, also, one of my hobbies is video games, and now Twitch streaming is a thing. Like, you watched me play games a lot, and we had fun, but, like, would I have been crazy to be like, just give me $20 to watch me beat this guy in Bloodborne?
Yeah,
like, I think that's pretty cool.
The idea that thinking that plants are making the environment better for everybody else, so that this hobby is actually a sacrificial act.
Yeah.
That they should be compensating him for. He is nuts!
Yeah, fully insane. The verdict is asshole. The comments, you're the asshole. That was my immediate thought, too. And then holding their breath between their rooms and the front door, what? Are they also banned from using the kitchen now, too, since that has clean plant air as well? The audacity of OP. OP responds, there are no plants in the kitchen.
Well, then you don't eat vegetables, and that's insane.
It's hard to breathe in there, isn't it?
Someone responded, yeah.
I feel like the air quality in the kitchen sucks ass.
They have to turn on the vent while they're cooking. They're like, we wouldn't need this if there was a fucking snake plant, a fern, thank you.
Someone responded to OP there saying, you know what potting mix has in it, right? and why you are actually supposed to use PPE when handling it, right? Because breathing in the air near potting mix isn't actually good for you. That potting mix quite often has the bacteria for Legionnaire's disease in it and mold, and that's all in your clean air. Don't start me on fertilizers. The air isn't clean. Plants absolutely do not clean the air as you think they do.
Don't start me on fertilizers, bro.
Don't you fucking start me
every day with this shit.
You are trying to hoodwink and profit off your roommates to make up for how you pay slightly more than they do for your larger room. There's no issue with paying the landlord unless you've spent the money you assumed your roommates would pay you, so you're going to be short. Someone said, let me see if I have this straight. You and your hobby take up an inordinate share of space in this apartment, and you want them to pay you for what exactly? Photosynthesis? You're the asshole. Lastly, someone said, houseplants have been proven to not even clean your air. And then someone said under that, they don't really increase oxygen in the home to any sort of benefit. They technically do release oxygen, but at such low levels to be basically negligible. A plant would have to add 8.25 pounds a day to keep up with one person's oxygen intake, not taking into fact that they also will release CO2. Yeah, I feel like the major benefit of plants in a house is just kind of the mental, like, they're relaxing. It's kind of like a stress reliever to have them around.
It's a place for the bugs to go.
Honestly, OP, every time OP goes to a coffee shop with a plant, there should be an air tax.
Ooh.
Because that's the logic they're working with. It's almost like if, like, my hobby was, like, baking, and I was like, hey, roomies, made some brownies, and you ate one, I'm like, you owe me $5.
Yeah.
It's just...
That's pretty cool.
But it's a hobby. It's a hobby.
Yeah. It's like when I was a roommate with people, if I said a joke and I made them laugh, I'm like, you know, I am an entertainer, so.
Yeah. I don't want to work for free.
That tip meme is so funny, yeah.
You're that Shane Top? also, the fertilizer thing, like, I have five plants. I have five carnivorous plants. Love them. If I'm not going to find a bunch of bugs around to feed them, you got to fertilize them. Their fertilizer thing is like £2. It was like $40. But in order to make the fertilizer, I need like a gallon of water and a quarter of a teaspoon of the fertilizer. And that's how much it needs to be diluted. And you use a little spray once a month. I will, if I live 100 years, and I mean this literally, I will never make it through that fertilizer. $25 a month?
No, it's very stupid.
Just ask for help. Yeah. Just be like, I'm broke, please.
Then sell some of your plants. 100 plants?
100, yeah.
It's like $100.
In an apartment or in a 3x3? Like, just come on.
Or like, get a studio space. Do that somewhere else.
Yeah.
Start a farm.
Make clean air somewhere else. Yeah. We love our dirty air.
Purify other shit.
Thank you.
There's so many dirty spaces in the world.
Yeah.
Distill
Bring
water.
Bring it to the beach.
Bring it to the beach. Can we please get some plants at the beach? I'm so glad you said it. This one's just, I feel like we can go goofy with, because I'm like, there's no real advice.
One of them their hobby should now be being a mechanic, but they're going to do it in their 3x3.
Yeah.
Nice. Like,
oh, yeah. Sorry, I love motors. I brought a classic vintage Mustang.
Yeah. A Shelby Cobra.
Yeah.
Mustang.
Mm-hmm.
I'd fart near a plant.
Here's my hobby, owning a cheetah. Okay. Release that into the apartment.
Yeah.
Cheetahs can be befriended. They can never be owned. Trust me.
That's true.
They'll always leave you.
Okay. Next story. Okay, here we go. This comes from at least a subreddit that we've recently discovered called Am I Overreacting? And I love it. It's a great subreddit. My roommate ate my beans.
Uh-oh.
They ate my beans. Wait.
Does it say that?
Oh, it's about to get so
much better. Hear me out.
Okay, guys, we got to hold it in. We got to hold it in as I get to this title.
Just get to the end, okay?
My roommate ate my beans, so I went to his Baldur's Gate 3 game and threw every item of his inventory down a cliff and saved over his prior saves. Holy shit!
This is like an AI-generated story. Like, what are the
my
two
roommate
most popular
ate my
topics?
Beans.
I have
Baldur's Gate.
Before we get into the story, I haven't gotten that far into Baldur's Gate 3, as you know. Is that pretty much end the game for you? Like, if throwing every item of his inventory down a cliff and saved over his prior saves.
No, but a lot of the dopamine hit is like, oh, I found this item. There's one in the game. Oh, I got this armor, and it lets me do this fun thing with my character. So it vastly changes it. You're not done, but you're just like, all right, it's Monopoly with a quarter of the pieces, I guess. Like, that sucks. Yeah. It would suck a lot.
But his beans are gone, Damien.
But he ate his beans.
Oh, I didn't even think. Oh, there's the same post.
The beans are gone.
Does it specify what kind of beans?
Beans from Even Stevens.
Okay. He ate him.
It was my brother.
Okay.
It's my dad.
Here we go. I, a 25-year-old man, like to order fancy beans and grains from a place called Rancho Gordo. They are called heirloom beans. Unlike most beans, they are not in a can. They are dry beans that you are meant to soak and cook properly, making very good protein-filled foods. Now, these beans are a little on the pricey side, and the bags they come in aren't large. Three times this year, I have caught my roommate, who's also 25, cooking, incorrectly, my beans. He thinks that dried food should be a shared resource. What? He never buys beans or any other kind of good dried food, never mind an expensive kind. I told him to stop eating my beans. This week, I was looking forward to making a veggie chili with some of my good beans. I got home and saw the bag was empty, like two or three beans in there. I became enraged. My roommate leaving two or three beans is somehow much worse.
Now I get the anger. It's kind of like opening a jar and there's just like a picture of him with like a middle finger. And I'm like, okay, now I kind of get the
leaving
anger.
Two to three beans is such a bitch move. Like, it's just like,
you can't make chili with three beans.
That's the difference between being angry and like hearing carnival music as your eye twitches.
My roommate is obsessed with the video game Baldur's Gate 3. I've seen him play it all the time. So when he was out, what I did is I went into his game. You have four characters in your party, basically. So I went to this place where there is a cliff, and I dropped all of their gear, and then picked it up and threw it down the cliff. This took me a long time, like hours. And then I went back to his camp and changed the party with other members, and I went back to the cliff the same, and I did it until every single member of his party was naked and weaponless. And then I saved the game, and then I deleted all of his prior auto saves, so the only save file was the one where his gear was down a cliff. When my roommate came back home, he was livid. He actually did a, no! Like in the movies. He knew it was me and accused me of making him waste 100 hours of his life on nothing and that he would have to start the game over again. I said, well, I hear it's a good game. I'm sure you'll have fun. And he was like, why did you do this to me? And I said, maybe this time when you rebuild your inventory, you'll find some beans of your own. He was shocked, silent, and then said he couldn't believe I ruined his entire month just because he wanted to share my beans. Share. He said what I did was beyond the pale and not a proportional response and said that he will never forgive me. It is awkward living here, I have to admit now. Some of my friends who play Baldur's Gate 3 have said I did overreact and that I sabotaged his entire game, saying a run of a game can take over 130 hours, but he was the only one who ate my beans. I am conflicted, though. Maybe I did overreact.
Okay, hear me out. We commissioned this as a feature film.
Yeah.
Adam Driver plays the beans for
A24.
I'm obsessed with this story.
What I thought he was about to do, because there's magic beans in Baldur's Gate 3, right? Because that's a D&D thing.
Not that I know of. There are foods, but I don't know of any.
But really fuck beans with him and put beans in his.
Because there's the magic beans in D&D, so I thought there might be.
Yeah.
But yeah. So I thought he was going to throw away his beans in the game.
Got it.
I think one item, like one big epic item in the game, if he'd thrown that away, I'd have been like, okay, maybe that's fair. But he put in hours of work. At that point, just delete his save.
You know what
which
makes
is still this, mean?
It's still mean. You know what makes this person so stupid, but also is confusing to me is like, it's a wonderful game. I think anybody can enjoy it. But like, I play a lot of games. It took me a minute to sort of figure out the controls, including like what you can throw and where. Like, it's a little bit different than what I'd usually do. So figuring that out would take a second. So he must have already known that you can do that. But if he knew that, like, you can put a bunch of items into, like, a bag or, like, a barrel or something. And if it's too big, you can throw that away. Like, you can, like, copy-paste everything into one bag and just go, yeet! He could have done this in, like, a five-minute prank and been like, ha ha ha, I did it.
No, he wasted hours of his life on this.
But that's so wild to me. And, like, it's an emotional game. There are parts that made me tear up. It's wonderfully acted. Like, and beans.
These beans, though, come in specific bags, Damien.
Yeah.
That's true. I didn't think about the bean
there's
bags.
There's, like, not a lot of them.
They come from Rancho Gordo.
They come from, have you ever, like, read about the beans from Rancho Gordo?
Yeah, I've heard about Fat Ranch, and I didn't put two and two together.
I want to know how expensive these beans are. I mean, I think he did overreact, absolutely. He also put in hours. I'm like, dude, I get you're mad, but, like, hours, and now it's going to get worse. He's going to eat your beans more now.
Yeah, also stealing somebody's thing. I don't know. I feel like
I also hate this man who's taking his food.
Oh, he was wrong.
I hate him.
But I would just take, like, I don't know. If I wanted to get back at this person, I would take something of theirs instead of ruin something they've been working on. I feel like
that's a different thing. It's a different thing.
So here's my thing about that, too. We're not questioning, is it bad to steal? Of course it is. Did they overreact?
That's the question.
That's, yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yes, like...
I know. My thought on this, and I know we're going to come back to this, is, like, with a roommate situation, what's tough is getting revenge on a roommate is my idea, not smart, because you have to keep living with them, and now you're raising the stakes. Mm. I think I'm a full conflict resolution. Even if you've been wronged, it's like, how do I make them stop? Or make this situation, like, that's how you have to, like, it's what sucks about roommates.
Yeah.
It's the worst part of it.
I also think if you're going to take food, I don't think you should. That's not fair. It's not cool. If you do, you don't take it to its completion or to very little. Like, you take some and they won't notice. Mm. You take a little bite of the ravioli on top.
Mm. I feel like, or if you do take it, you need to replace it.
You need to replace it.
Or promise to replace it.
Or you should be the one that brings it up. Don't let someone discover it.
Exactly. Like, hey, I had some of your beans.
Hey, I was out of food. It was midnight. I had a can of soup. I'll buy you one next time I go to the store. So sorry. Won't
exactly.
Like, done.
Bunch of comments here. They used to cut people's limbs off for stealing. I think you're fine. Someone said, fuck no. I love heirloom beans and video games. More of a Zelda person myself. And they should have kept their hands to themselves. Now he knows how much it means to you. Someone said, for fuck's sake, just insist they pay you back. This is like burning someone's entire wardrobe because they returned your shirt late. I know what heirloom beans are and how obnoxious it is to try to find them, but your reaction was pathological. Someone said, nah, if this was that important to him, kudos. Because I would take something my roommate valued also. My granddaddy loved sayings and two fit here. A bot lesson is a good lesson, and if you can't listen, you can feel.
He lived by those every day until he died of a heart attack at 42.
Yeah, I agree that, like, taking roommates' food is, like, you're a piece of shit if you do it. I hate that guy. But this roommate now, by doing this, like, it's like, okay, one of you is going to have to move out now. Because you guys hate each other, and it's about to get worse.
Also, like, when you open Baldur's Gate, isn't it like you're going into an account?
Yeah, so...
Like, you're going into a saved thing. Like, it feels a little like going on to someone's, like...
It is invasive.
Like, computer, and, like typing shit and deleting shit. It's just, like, really...
I think he heightened the stakes.
Yeah.
I think he heightened the stakes, and now that roommate's going to probably try to heighten the stakes. Yeah. And it's going to keep on getting heightened.
I deleted one of your kidneys.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Beans.
The biggest bean.
The biggest bean of them.
The biggest bean.
It was right there. It was right there.
Yeah, damn. I wonder if we'll ever get an update on where that situation's at.
I mean, I want to watch it on TV.
It's very funny.
It'll be true crime in like a year. I also want to say, like, since you just discovered this subreddit, I in hearing those comments, I have a feeling that everyone who subscribes to this subreddit just is in the business of enabling. Like, everybody's posting, like, am I overreacting? No. In fact, I think you should throw away more beans of his shit. Like,
I've been on the bean wait list for 2 years.
I like both of those things, and I would shoot him in the neck with a dart.
Okay. Let's move on from the beans.
If we can.
This comes from relationship advice. This quarantine has revealed that my roommate uses the dishwasher to clean their sex toys. Wow.
I was like, when you say clean dishwasher, I was like, it's either Crocs or sex toys.
I talked about this on Smoshmouth, where I'm like, the problem with Reddit stories is I'm reading these stories for the first time, and they're presenting scenarios I've never even considered in my life. And so I'm like...
And that's why we read.
Give me a day, give me a week to let me consider my thought on this whole situation.
Oh my God.
Present arguments.
My roommate
Kevin spent nearly all day yesterday in his room, but he came out to make us some food, and he started to cook food in the kitchen. He then placed the utensils and cutlery he used in the dishwasher. We ate, and he then went to dry and put away the things in the dishwasher. I got up and wanted to get some juice. As I walked past him to go to the fridge, I noticed two dildos on one of the racks. Of course, as a sane person, I lost it. Kevin was confused as to why I was upset because he has been doing this forever. I have lived with Kevin for 2 years. Kevin thinks it's hygienic and normal. He doesn't seem to understand my outrage and shock. Like I have been sipping juice, eating off plates and cutlery with his and his million lovers' bodily fluids. How do I convince / explain to a grown man that you don't place your sex toys in the dishwasher? Edit number one. After my billionth time explaining why I'm upset, Kevin says, I always rinse it before putting it in the dishwasher. This motherfucker wants to kill me. All this time, I'm sitting here worried about Miss Corona the virus's ass, but it's Kevin's juices that have been trying to kill me. Edit number two.
We're getting funny now.
Edit number two. Kevin has agreed to wash his sex toys in his bathroom sink from now on. I showed him how I cleanse mine. Tomorrow, I will be following and watching every move Kevin makes. Because what else has this man been doing to me? Final edit, I have gotten a lot of DMs with the same questions. Kevin is a white man and I am a black woman. I have known him for 12 years and have lived together for a little over 2 years. Kevin is a bisexual man, I a heterosexual woman. This post has gotten back to Kevin and he and I have been very amused by it all. Not a situation I've ever considered in my life. My only thought is, has she never used their dishwasher? Like, because she kind of presents this like, oh, he's been doing this for 2 years.
Someone
like,
doesn't empty the dishwasher.
And I'm like, have you not been using the dishwasher at all?
It's like, open your dishwasher, girly. There's dildos in it.
It's like, yet another giant straw taking up the whole space.
I'm like,
and so basically been, like, wait a minute.
He's been using it for 2 years, then you've never actually run the dishwasher yourself.
Or cleaned it out.
Yeah,
but
like,
also that assumes that it's like an everyday thing that like Kevin's like, and in.
And maybe they have something. Maybe they have a split like chore
times,
thing.
Yeah.
Wow. I can understand her shock and just like that reveal of like, oh, you're doing that. I guess at the same time, a dishwasher cleans everything. Like there's, the whole point is that it's all clean. But I get the like mixing of different types of stuff in there.
I'm kind of in the same place because like I haven't run into this situation and like, maybe that is like the normal thing to do, but in my brain it is a divide of like, oh, well now it's food and now it's something different, but it does clean, but like a lot of people don't know you're supposed to clean out the dishwasher filter once a month, which how many of us actually do that once a month? So things don't always get clean. I'll pull out a cup and I'll be like, why is there still stuff in there? I use the good dish cleaning stuff. And like, you know, so it's the kind of boundary that they would have to make as roommates. I think the thing with roommates in general is like you are living your life the way you've always lived it, whether you were raised from a household that did things one way or whatever, and you're all bringing in your knowledge that's like, of course things are done this way.
Yeah.
And then they butt heads, and then you're like, what do you mean you throw away leftovers after 2 days? It's a week, you know, it's, so this is just one where someone gets to point to bodily fluids and be like, is that or is that not okay for them?
Yeah.
I think it's also like a principle thing when it comes to sex toys or anything sexually related of like you're bringing that into a common space, like
of just
like communicate that. Yeah. It's like, yeah, it's a different
thing. Oh, I saw
but
that
it's
one.
Like, it's like, you know, you have to communicate that and know people's boundaries and because even if it's like not even a hygienic thing, it's just kind of like you are bringing sex toys and like putting them in a common area space.
That's true.
Yeah.
Just communicate it and know other people's boundaries. That's where it's complicated as a roommate as opposed to when you're like in a relationship in a shared space or you're living alone. Is like it's different people with different like boundaries and understandings of things. But that's what makes it complicated.
It's still though relationships or roommates. It's still just communication.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I think like you. A dishwasher is normally used for dishes, and I think everyone would be in agreement that we put the dishes in here.
Sure.
So if I'm going to change the intent of what we have here and just add other things that aren't dishes, maybe not change the intent, but like it's making it clean no matter what. But like if I'm going to add something that isn't a dish, I might run it by somebody.
Yeah, it's like I'm going to wash my shoes in the dishwasher. It's like, hey, like, let me know.
Oh, that's a great way to put it, too, because I'd be like, don't wash your shoes in the dishwasher. Like, I'm trying to be, like, respectful of the sex toys thing, but I'm like, oh, don't put your shoes in the dishwasher.
No, it's not, It's just if you put anything in there that isn't a dish, it's just a little.
I think that's totally fair.
Yeah.
Comments, on the bright side, what couldn't kill you had been making you stronger in the past 2 years. Someone said, buy him a pot so he can boil them in there. That would then be his toy pot. Problem solved. Someone said, LOL, this is worse than sharing a toothbrush. At the very least, he could wash them separately and not with all the other dishes. OMG, sorry, this is hilarious.
Yeah.
It is funny.
It's also, I wonder if, because what the thing that he's not cleaning, or we don't know, is the dishwasher. Is like, how much are they cleaning that?
Yeah.
Because that's the thing that is the constant, right? Sure, the dishes all end up getting clean and so do the sex toys, but like, who's cleaning the rack in which those toys are on, that cup is on? But I know the cup comes out clean, but still.
But also, like, dishwashers, don't they often have a setting where one says clean and the other says sanitize, and the sanitized one is like 5 hour wash or something?
Oh,
like,
is it?
I think it just like, it's the same reason that a lot of people are like, rinse off your dish first, because like, yeah, it cleans it, but I don't think it's like hospital level sterilization, anything gets through. Like, you know, if there would, I don't know the logistics behind it, but like, if there's any aspect of someone getting something that they did not expect on their dishes or on their food or something, like, yeah, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not, it's not an overreact thing. I was about to say, like, you're not overreacting. Is this the asshole thing?
It's just relationship advice.
Oh.
So they're just kind of like, what do you do? I mean,
talk it out before you walk it.
Talk it out.
Yeah.
Well, that's a crazy one.
Yeah. Hey, these are
wild.
Beans.
Sex toys.
Beans, greens, potatoes.
Ferns.
Next story. Let's see what this one's got cooked up.
That was the most normal one we've had.
I think it is the most normal one. Okay. Am I the asshole? Am I the asshole for terrorizing my roommates into cleaning up their crap? So I live with two roommates.
Sorry, 1 second.
Okay! The fucking ghost is back!
Clean. The clean ghost. I live with two roommates, a 28-year-old man and a 21-year-old woman, who are less than helpful when it comes to cleaning the house. Wet clothes are left in the washer for days on end. Food is left rotting in the fridge and in the sink for several weeks if I do not clean it. They also just casually throw garbage into the yard. If asked nicely multiple times for them to clean their mess, and even not so nicely a few times. I am far from the most hygienic person in the world myself. I'll leave dishes until the next day and just general untidiness, but they take it to a different level. All this filth, since my refusal to clean it anymore, has brought some new roommates for us, mainly giant-ass rats, which seem to have moved into our yard. The kicker is they are both absolutely terrified of rats. A plan soon hatched in my mind with a bit of creativity, some invisible thread, and an old bristle broom. I now had a faux rat. I named him Ronald. Every few days or so for the past 2 weeks-ish, I have been placing it in the corner of the kitchen, waiting for one of them to walk in, and then I yank Ronald as hard as I can at an angle so he shoots towards them. Each time they've ran from the kitchen screaming in fear. I won't lie, I very much enjoyed doing it at first, but kind of felt guilty at having made a grown man bawl his eyes out and thought the lesson has been properly learned. So I decided we had to have a house meeting about the infestation and how they don't feel safe in the home anymore. Personally, I didn't feel safe with a pan of veggie rice rotting on the countertop for 2 weeks. Hey ho. I simply stated that if they just cleaned up their junk, the rats would most likely disappear. Lo and behold, the place has been spotless within an hour, and since then there has been a lot less mess. Ronald has been put into retirement and is resting in my bedroom, ready to pounce if ever needed again. But did I take it too far? No, I don't think they took it too far. This is really funny. You didn't actually harm them.
I think you had a
good
time.
There were actually rats.
Yeah.
That could have happened.
I think this is the closest we've ever had to a Scooby-Doo villain, and they were on the good guy's side.
They really did Scooby-Doo
them. Awesome.
Yeah.
Like, we'll find out who the Rat King really is. And then it's just their roommate.
Jennifer.
I think that's awesome.
I can't believe Ronald's in retirement.
I
lived like 3 years, Angela. That's why there's no Ratatouille 2. We couldn't do it.
I think we've talked about this before. We had a roommate who was so dirty. Like, just didn't give a fuck. Like, and it was awful.
Are you talking about the,
You know exactly who I'm talking about.
We can just say it, Shane. I think it's an okay word to use. The two disgusting dirty hippies.
There were two disgusting dirty hippies?
So,
that's what
there were two people who were hippie-esque and they were disgusting.
Well, one of them wasn't even our roommate. she just kind of showed up.
Dog, they were our roommates.
No, I'm saying she wasn't legally like.
Oh, she didn't pay. Anything,
yeah, no. She just ended up there.
Yeah.
But they were
this
awful.
This is wild.
They were awful, and they were so bad that we were finding shit that they had like left in corners of the house, like, unfortunately, like weeks and months later.
I want you guys to be like, we should say it. It's Dylan and Cole Sprouse.
I don't even remember their names, but like they just really were really dirty. And that's where I benefited from living back in my shack in the where I was like, nobody could get in there. At least my room is safe. But like the kitchen and just all the
I can't handle the kitchen.
And you had to share a bathroom with them, and I've heard that was awful.
After they'd moved out, there was like, we had ample cabinet space. This was actually an awesome space to rent for like multiple people because it was like a young family that like owned it and they were very sweet. It wasn't like price gouged or anything. So there was like a ton of storage space in the kitchen.
Yes.
Top cabinet was theirs. So I open it up like maybe a month after they'd left and truly like a cartoon Winnie the Pooh style like cloud of bugs.
Yeah.
Just, woof,
it was awful.
Flies I can't. Out.
It was awful, and it was
root flies everywhere.
No,
an indescribable mess of what used to be fruit.
We also just at times in that house, just in general, had fly infestations. Where I would take one of those fly traps, and it wasn't that I would like hang it up. I would just go around and I'd just be like, and just catching flies.
Yeah,
I'd just be like, all right, we got it.
You old chain stories are wild to me. You lived in a cement box, and then you just stood there.
Oh my God! My room, madness, my room
they
was fine.
It, so
I had some daddy long legs in my room, but that was it.
Those are cool though.
Yeah, because you were outside.
I was outside. I had outside things. And
we had cool things too, like stray cats were very.
We did have a ton of stray cats, and they would sit on my sunroof.
Yeah.
And I would just look up and I just
you're looking at their balls.
But they would be they would run around. It'd be like in the middle of the night and they'd just be running. Yes.
Just realize I've never seen a cat's balls.
Yeah, that's okay.
Oftentimes we take them.
Yes, yeah. Okay.
They're used in purpose.
We meaning vets.
All right, let's okay. Move on to the comments here. Not the asshole, a creative way to convince them you didn't cause any harm, but rather outline the problem in a way easy for them to understand. 10 out of 10 would post to our pro revenge for a ton more karma, dude.
Yeah.
Someone said, I can't decide if you're not the asshole or if everyone's the asshole, but I don't really care because it's fucking hilarious and they deserved it. Lastly, someone said, you did them a favor. If the rats already moved into your yard and your house was that bad inside, it was a matter of time before they moved in next. In fact, if you can afford pest control, I'd protect myself personally or at least take some preventative measures to keep them outside. Trim shrubbery with loose branches or whatever to be a few feet away from the property. Reduce leaf clutter outside the perimeter of the home. Mesh grates on any open holes that vermin can squeeze through. Used to work in pest control, so I speak from experience here. Rats are evil little geniuses and can get in through so many ways. They love to die on your wall and stink it up for weeks, squeak and be creepy, cause damage and allergies, contaminate food stores, and are just awful in so many ways, even if you aren't afraid of them. If you didn't have Ronald, you'd be naming whole litters of them in time, not the asshole.
Can I recommend something to you and the audience out there as well? Go back to the start of that story and now pretend it's being read by Amanda's character, Sarah Christ.
Yeah.
It's like, you're going to need some protection around your perimeter.
Yeah, I've worked with rats.
Going to want to keep those grates closed.
I made a fake rat. And I like to see a boy cry.
I see a boy cry.
I'm going to show them the nightmares that'll be in this house in a matter of time.
Worked in pest control for 187 years.
Okay.
Sorry, just that was a very funny comment to me.
This next title's insane.
Oh, is it? What is it?
I don't know where it's going to rank.
Okay.
Amongst bean stealers and air cleaners.
I mean...
And rat makers.
Yeah, this is one for the books.
This is a well-produced show. They tend to ramp up.
This comes from the Bad Roommates subreddit.
Oh, that's where you go for that.
My roommate takes 2 to 3 hour-long showers a day.
Mmm...
2 to 3 1-hour-long showers.
My roommate takes 2 to 3 hour-long showers a day.
Whoa.
So 2 to 3 times a day, they're taking an hour-long shower. My husband, a 24-year-old man, and I, a 24-year-old woman, bought our first home almost a year ago. We have a 2-month-old baby as well. This is relevant. Before I had my baby, we found out I got 0 paid maternity leave, and I knew I wanted to be home with my baby for at least 3 months. We decided in order for me to be home for a few months, we needed to have a roommate in the spare bedroom to help with the cost of our mortgage. My old friend from high school, also 24-year-old woman, needed a place to stay, so we had her move in. She used to sleep with at least 3 guys a week, not judging. I just don't want random people I don't know in my house. She has a boyfriend, and before she moved in, I told her we didn't want anyone staying the night for the protection of our baby, and she agreed. I didn't want random people I didn't know coming in and out of our home. The first week she moved in, she snuck her boyfriend in late at night. I was livid. She must think we're stupid because we have a Ring camera and can see his truck outside of our house.
Got him.
I got to know her boyfriend a little more after that and realized he was a nice guy, so I didn't say anything about him not being allowed to stay over. Well, 2 nights a week turned into 7 nights a week. He doesn't pay rent. They shower together in the bathroom 2 to 3 times a day. Each shower is 45 minutes to an hour long, sometimes more. Our water bill skyrocketed, so I told her she's going to pay us a flat fee each month for water. The shower is extremely tiny and only meant for one person. Each time they shower together, they knock shampoo bottles off the ledge and their elbows constantly bang against the shower tub. The other day, they showered together at 5:45 a.m. They laughed and talked so loud they woke my baby up. Bathroom is connected to our bedroom and the baby sleeps in his bassinet in our room. My husband was up at 6 a.m. the other morning with our baby. He was across the house in the kitchen and could hear them having sex and the bed squeaking. They showered before they had sex for 45 minutes, then they showered for another 45 minutes right after they had sex. Then they showered for over an hour that same evening. I bought them shower organizers for the bathroom tub wall because they have 15 to 20 shampoo slash conditioner bottles that nearly drop on my baby during his bath time every night.
Oh!
My baby has his bath toys in a container slash organizer that is connected to the wall in the bath. When they were showering last night, I heard them bump into it and the container crashed into the tub floor. They put all his toys in the container on the floor next to the toilet and didn't clean it up. Last week, my dog chewed up the paper towels. My roommate and her boyfriend walked into the house and she acknowledged my dog chewing it. I saw on the Ring when she walked in that she saw everything. My husband and I got home an hour after they did and she didn't clean up the mess. It's obviously not her job, but to see it and just leave a mess is rude. She also leaves the front door unlocked when we're not home. I've talked to her about this several times and she says she'll do it and then doesn't. I got a job earlier than I wanted, just so we can pay our mortgage without relying on a roommate. Time to let her and her boyfriend go. Just not sure what to say to her or how to let her know that she needs to be looking for another place to live. Advice is welcome. You just tell her she needs another place to live, man.
It's time for Ronald to come out of retirement.
Yeah. Time to steal her beans. That sucks. I mean, damn.
How?
So much.
I don't like conflict. Nobody likes conflict. I'm a big fan of communication, but it's still not easy to do. How much could this person possibly do more before you're like, get out? Like, she's like, I don't know what to say to her. It's like, what do you mean? Well, she broke every rule.
Some people, like, communication or not, like, some people are so uncomfortable with confrontation.
That's true.
And it gets them to, like, sit on things that make them, it sucks. Like, one of my roommates used to be really, he was like my best friend in college. He was like bad at confrontation. And there'd be things that bother him that I could see and he just like doesn't like to talk about it. Right? And it feels like she's got a list of stuff.
You got it. Yeah. It's a skill that you get better with in time. They're all very young. They're all 24.
That's true.
It's her old friend from high school. It's not some random person. But I, you know, it's tough with roommates of like placing rules because it's like you're both roommates of the space and just because you own the house, if they're renting it out, it's like it's their space while they're renting it out. The thing about this situation that's so crazy is they have a newborn baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would be like, if I'm getting a roommate or if I was, say I'm putting myself in the roommate's position where I'm like, okay, I need a space to live and they're offering me a space, but they're like, we have a brand new baby. So we have a lot of rules because we have a brand new baby. I'd be like, I understand that. And I think a fair rule when you have a brand new baby is like, I'm sorry, you cannot bring other people over here. Like, it's a brand new baby. Yeah. Like, and it's just like, go stay, like, make the rent cheap enough. And then it's like, hey, you got a place to stay with your stuff. But like, if you want to go see your partner, you got to go to their place.
I think the OP, like assuming everything is as they said it was, is very reasonable in all of this. That's already a reasonable rule, but like, so many of those could have been the breaking point. Even like you said, it was like a 2-month-old baby or whatever. Like
brand new.
It's
because she can't get maternity leave at her job, so that's why they needed a roommate.
New baby just dropped. So like this person doesn't lock the front door. That's enough.
I know.
That's enough to be like, no, we have a baby.
It's infuriating.
The bathroom traffic is crazy.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. What if you have to make a duke?
Yeah. It's like she's 24 and she's still living like, she's clearly like still in the college mindset. You
and it's
know?
Just different lifestyles though. Because
just very different lifestyles.
Because I'd say that the woman with a baby is at 24, that's like older to me. You know what I mean? Like different types of living where it's like, it's what you, goes for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did I say that right? Like she's a young mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And 24 is,
I,
you know.
I still think the I mean, if they accepted the fee of the water bills, fine. I mean, I think taking that much water every day is just irresponsible in the modern world. But,
yeah.
But.
The thing that's most confusing to me about it, though, is like when she's like, yeah, they have like 15 shampoo bottles they keep knocking over. Because obviously this whole time we're like, oh, well, they're just like, you know, fucking in the shower for 3 hours a day. But then it's like, oh, they have 15 kinds of shampoo. I'm like, are they also just like super into being like, this one smells like hibiscus. Yeah,
that's their hobby, is showering.
Your hair. Like, what could you possibly need that? I don't know.
A day.
A day.
The top comment is, Jesus, I'm sure that water bill was atrocious. Having a roommate is supposed to save you money, even though obviously water / utilities are going to go up some. But they sound wasteful with water, to be honest. Someone else said, Tidal had me thinking maybe her roommate is one of those people who just shower absurdly long. I had a roommate in college that would shower for 3 hours or more. But you've got bigger issues than just the shower. She's walking all over you, taking advantage of your utilities, disrupting your family's peace, and endangering your family by leaving the damn door unlocked. Get that job and tell her the party is over. She's going to put up a fight, take it to court, begin an eviction process. But nothing she said has made it, I mean, like, they haven't even confronted her. She might just be like, you got to find a new space. And she'll be like, all right. We don't know.
There's always another shower for Tiffany. I'll find it.
The last comment is, I only have a comment about the dog mess. I live with some roommates. I have a dog I've trained, and she is very well behaved. My roommate has a cat who's older and chill, so we don't have a ton of issues. But occasionally we do. It was just unspoken that we are responsible for our own pets' messes. Mm. Despite that, we've occasionally taken care of each other's, but not always. I am of the opinion that if it's not their responsibility, it's only nice if they do it. It can't be rude if they don't because it's not theirs to take care of, if that makes sense. The rest of the issues are totally a pain, and I would definitely feel the same as you. I think just by that point, she just resented this person so much that you're just going to hate them for every single thing.
Yeah.
And I get that. Like, yeah, she didn't need to include the dog thing, because I'm like, the shower, you had us at the shower.
I was like, new character just dropped in the middle of the thing.
Yeah, this person, both parties need their own bathroom.
It's just always shocking. Like, I think roommates are always a shocking experience because of how different people's lifestyles are.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You truly do not understand how wasteful or dirty some people live.
Totally.
It's just shocking. Yeah.
I mean, I've had moments where, like, I think I brought this up earlier, but, like, in college, I used to get, like, lunch meats all the time as just, like, a quick bite. But after, like, 5 or 6 days, I would throw them out because that was what my family's, like, time cap was. And, you know, I had a roommate go, like, wait, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, this is, like, 6 days old. It's time for it to go. And they were like, no, you wait like a week and a half, like 2 weeks. I'm like, that's too much for me. And they were like, no. And then someone else in the room was like, yeah, man, no. Like, that's, you wait 2 weeks. And I'm like, and I still don't know what the right answer is. But the point is, like, we were raised differently.
It's crazy that, like, what your roommate's quirks are what someone's parents' rules are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's a way, like, better way to say
that,
it.
That was what they grew up with. That's their household.
Yeah, and it's like, that's just a quirk that my parents had that, for me, is logic.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And it's kind of crazy.
Yeah. My, you know, we talk about the shack I lived in, but, like, honestly, it worked for me because like, I grew up in such a, like, organized, clean household that I'm like, I need at least a little space that I can really keep organized.
Yeah.
And, like, I know I'm, like, I'm overly so.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think what you also learn is just how some people are understanding of other people and their space, and some people just truly do not see other people as
and sometimes
things.
Sometimes though that's the household they were raised in.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's hard to, like, know what's what. It's just it honestly is the roommate relationship where you're like, okay, this isn't family. I can say that I don't like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we can communicate different. It's just
yep.
You're gaining perspective in the moment together in real time.
Yeah.
It's hard.
It's crazy. Okay, let's move on to our next story. This one's going to be interesting. Am I the asshole for asking my roommate to keep her cat in her bedroom? Okay, here we go.
I, a 24-year-old woman, live with my girlfriend, a 25-year-old woman, and a roommate, a 23-year-old woman. We share a two-bedroom apartment and have lived together for 2 years now. Up until now, we have gotten along pretty well. My roommate has an elderly cat. The cat is honestly kind of mean. She doesn't like me or my girlfriend and will run away if we try to pet her or pick her up. So we just avoid each other. My roommate asked if we had cats prior to moving in because she said her cat doesn't like other cats. We did not have any pets at the time, so it worked out. We did tell her that we might want one someday, to which she said she would have to revisit the issue if it came up. Well, my girlfriend and I have gotten to a place where we really want a pet of our own. We saw a kitten at the shelter and just fell in love with him. We got the okay from our landlord and brought him home last week. His name is Banana Pudding. Our roommate is furious with us. She told us that we were aware that her cat doesn't like other cats. I told her honestly that it's unfair for us to have to tiptoe around her cat and that we were allowed to have our own pets as long as the landlord is okay with it, which he is. She couldn't expect us to never get a pet or to cater to her cat's needs 24/7. The conversation ended there. Unfortunately, things have escalated because her cat hisses and swats at Banana Pudding just for existing. She is honestly pretty aggressive, which is a big issue, in my opinion. Our cat is very friendly and sweet and causes no problems. We asked our roommate to keep her cat in her bedroom since she's elderly and aggressive. She refused and hasn't been speaking to us. She says we are huge assholes and even got some mutual friends to take her side. I personally think that if her cat is so aggressive and uncomfortable, it's her responsibility to live alone. It's gotten so bad that my girlfriend is crying and considering taking the kitten back to the shelter. So here I am to get an outside perspective because I don't know what to think now. Okay. I think I have multiple thoughts to this. We have cats. You don't have cats?
I grew up with cats.
Okay. But you like I know very well now, like you cannot introduce a cat to a place.
Yeah.
What just does bring them out?
You have to be.
And they are assholes to their new cat. And to the elderly cat to just not communicate this and just bring the cat and be like, yeah, they don't get the cat hates it. It's like, yeah, that's how cats work.
When you introduce pets to each other and there's someone who this is their territory versus new territory, it's a whole other
with cats body. You have to really do that. Dogs work differently, but cats, it's like
you gotta
this is my turf.
A lot of it is about like smell and like keeping that territory. Like some people keep them in different rooms but allow like articles of clothing from the rooms to exchange. Like so, honestly, I think the OP is very much the asshole because between that and them being like, okay, they know it's an elderly cat that can be aggressive sometimes, they were warned and agreed to it. And they were like, yeah, when we try to pick it up, it's like mad at us. It's like, I don't think you know very much about this kind of creature. And just because you haven't had one before, that's fine. But like, you research. Like,
they don't seem to know cats that well.
They don't know them at all.
Yeah, it's like, if you're going to get a pet, I think you need to do research.
You need to,
you need to do research on how that
especially cats
animal works. I think any pet.
No, I mean, with introducing each other.
Right. Well, especially that. But like they, in general. But like, yeah, they're trying to pick up a cat, like an old elderly cat that they don't, that doesn't seem to like them. It's like, don't do that.
Yeah, don't grab it. Like,
yeah. I'm just getting the sense because you have to always kind of read into Reddit stories if it's from the person who's writing it in, just like, what's really going on? Like, of course you're going to paint your roommate as the asshole, but like, it seems like you're being disrespectful too. And the roommate said, I mean, as she wrote, we would have to revisit the issue if it came up. And then they didn't revisit the issue. They got a cat and they just brought the cat home.
Right. Well, we loved it. It's same as Banana Pudding. It's a kitten. Like,
I
thought you were going to say, We named it Banana Pudding. My roommate was furious. Her dad's name was Banana Pudding.
I'm also like, you're an asshole now that you're like, oh, we'll have to take the kitten back to the shelter. I'm like, you guys are just making bad decisions.
Oh,
bad decisions.
You couldn't move or find someone else
like,
to take
God
your room?
Damn, like, you're telling your roommate she needs to go get her own space, but you're going to go take the kitten back to the shelter before.
No, not Banana Pudding.
That's what the cat sounded like. No. But also, like, the elderly cat has already been in that space. And, like, look, one time, I've had my cats Zelda and Freya for a long time. There was one living situation I had where, like, my room, quote-unquote, was, like, its own thing. It was, like, a room, a huge bathroom, like a huge middle area that was like a closet. Like, it was bigger than a studio apartment. It was a very lucky situation. And my cats hung out with me because it was like,
yeah,
they didn't need to be out in the other stuff. And they honestly screwed up a lot of the carpeting and it was very expensive. So I was like, yeah, you can just chill in here with me. And that's fine because that's what they knew it to be.
Yeah.
But to take an elderly cat that already lives in the whole apartment and to stay in like a small room, like live out your days, old cat.
Yeah, that sucks.
That's sad.
It sucks.
Verdict is asshole. Comments,
yes!
Comments, you're the asshole. The older cat was there first and your roommate warned you that he did not like other cats. Instead of having any kind of conversation, you just brought home a kitten and now expect an elderly cat to be confined to one room for the rest of his life. You are most indeed the assholes here. That cat deserves to live out its life in peace, and if you want to keep your kitten, you better go find somewhere else to live. Your roommate has every right to be angry and you are out of line. Someone responded to that saying, also for not properly introducing the kitten to another cat and vice versa, which could be a large part of the problem. You're not a good pet owner. Lastly, someone said, you can't just put a new cat with another cat. Your roommate's cat views your kitten as an invader. This happens with all cats. You're supposed to keep them separated by a door for several days and do some other things to help them get used to each other. Try to start over. And it's not fair to ask your roommate to keep her cat in her room unless you're going to keep your kitten in your room also. Yeah, it's entirely possible that just because this cat hates them and hates people, the cat might get along fine with another cat if you introduce it properly.
Absolutely.
There's an update.
On this one?
On this one.
On banana pudding?
It turned out to be a dog.
It was a dog, actually. Update. So I am definitely the asshole. The comments have really helped me to understand that my roommate's cat is just acting, well, like a cat. I am willing to admit I was ignorant and impulsive. I have never had a pet before and should have done more research before jumping into pet ownership. I plan to sincerely apologize to my roommate. She is willing to talk once she gets home from work. I am going to see if she's willing to try a proper introduction for both kitties and banana pudding. We'll be staying in our room for the duration while her kitty will be able to roam. I am hopeful that things will work out, and I want to thank everyone for being blunt and educating me. I was impulsive and inconsiderate, but my roommate is a great person, and I think she will forgive us and be willing to try to make it work.
Post it to r/accountability.
Update number two.
Uh-oh.
They're friends?
Psych. I'm not the asshole. Yeah.
This was typed by a cat.
Roommate and I talked. I apologized to her for being selfish, ignorant, and for putting her cat in an uncomfortable situation. She forgave me and said she'd be happy to help do a proper introduction between the kitties. She said that if we do things slowly and carefully, her cat might be able to accept banana pudding. For now, our kitten will be staying in our room for the introduction process. She also taught me a little bit about cat body language, and guys, her cat came and sat in my lap. She even purred. My roommate is a very kind and forgiving person. I'm very thankful that she chose to forgive me after I was such a huge asshole to her. She played with banana pudding and gave me some cat food recommendations. I think things are going to work out. Thanks, everyone, for your advice and criticism. Goddamn, dude.
This is so sweet.
That's awesome. That's awesome. But it also proves that it's like the cat, you just weren't being the, like, you weren't doing the right things around the cat.
Just research.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this. This is so sweet.
Reddit is the happiest place on earth.
Yeah, only good things happen on Reddit.
Nobody tell her.
Oh, man. All right. Are we ready for our last story?
I hope it ends on an even better note. Let's go.
Okay. Wow.
Well, I've never seen you do that.
This comes from Relationship Advice. We've covered a lot of different roommate situations, and now we're covering, like, another roommate situation.
Oh my God, are they hooking up?
I, a 24-year-old woman, met my new flatmate, a 26-year-old man, yesterday, and we had sex within an hour of meeting. Don't know what to do.
Call Shondaland!
Don't hook up with a roommate. Don't do it.
Oh, do it. I have so many stories of friends that have done this. I don't know why I said that. Not this. Don't, okay.
Hi, please don't judge me. Why are you posting it on Reddit? That's the whole, literally the whole point. Hi, please don't judge me. I'm not the kind of girl that usually does this. I've only slept with 5 people, all relationships.
Hell yeah, girly.
I've never even had a one-night stand. I live in a 4-bed house and we had a room to spare. Yesterday, the new flatmate moved in. I wasn't in when he arrived, but when I got back from work, he was in the kitchen making food. The second that I walked in, I don't know how or why or what happened, but the sexual tension was just ridiculous. Even just from seeing the back of his head, I felt something weird.
We spoke for a few minutes, introduced ourselves, etc., but it felt like we were really comfortable with each other already, and we were getting along so well. There's no point in me going into all the details. I am literally just blown away by what happened, and I guess typing it is helping me come to terms with it. There's so much sexual tension between us that I want to brag about it. Ha-ha.
There are no pets in this story.
So we started talking about a new TV series, and I invited him to watch it in my room, as I just put on the next episode. He accepted, and soon we were stoned in bed watching TV, and then we just made eye contact like an awkward sex scene, and then suddenly we're kissing. It was crazy. I wasn't even thinking. I wasn't making sense of anything around me. I just wanted to have sex with him. He's so ridiculously like my type, but extra somehow. I wish I could explain it. Literally, if anyone can tell me what sexual tension is scientifically, explain like I'm five, please. Anyway, we had sex for maybe half an hour, and then we heard another flatmate come home, and my mom called me, so he just went to his room. I saw him a couple hours later going to the bathroom, and he just winked at me and said, he winked at me and said, "Can't believe we just did that." And I just said, "Yeah, crazy."
No, he didn't say that. That just happened.
Well, that was crazy.
So that was sex, huh?
What the fuck do I do now? I fancy him so much. The sex is great, but he's my flatmate, and it's all awkward and weird. And I stalked his Instagram, and he doesn't upload regularly, but it looks like he had a girlfriend pretty recently. I can only assume, well, pray, that they are, in fact, broken up. Lord, how do I survive in this house? Is it safe to keep having sex with him? Because I want to. Can I just knock on his door and ask if he wants to do it again? Edit. Some of these comments are insane. I don't feel bad about it. Do I normally do that kind of thing? No. Am I that kind of girl now? Yes, I guess I am. Who cares? You can judge me if you want to. Edit number two. I used protection. I am aware that he may not want to do it again and that we may not be soulmates. That is A-okay. There's no pressure on him. He can do what he wants and so can I. Maybe he does have a girlfriend. I'm not responsible for that. I didn't cheat on anyone. And if I find out he does have a girlfriend, I'll tell her. This event does not define me as a person or make me less of a person. Grow up. It's 2019 and people are shagging.
God, she's judging herself so
she's
much.
She's judging herself like, really
I'm not that kind
hard.
Of girl. I'm not that kind of girl. What like, kind of
it's,
girl?
It's like it doesn't...
I mean, she might be being judged in the comments.
But even well, before the maybe. Comments, it was like, yeah. I'm not that kind of girl.
If you scroll through all the comments on a Reddit post, you're going to find every take.
Yeah.
So don't do that. But there's nothing wrong with what they did. The only thing is just like, you are roommates. And if this doesn't work out, I hope you're both okay with that.
She saw the back of his head, and she was that turned on.
And she was like, I'm a fuck him.
And she's not that kind of girl, is what she's saying. So this, I feel like, is true love.
Oh, no. This is
I'm kidding.
No, I know.
This is wild.
I'll read a couple of these comments. Oh, shit. This could get messy. Or he could be your soulmate. Normally, I'd caution against sleeping with a roommate, but it seems that ship has sailed. I'd suggest you have a conversation with him ASAP to discuss his and your expectations. Someone else said, sounds like you two just clicked. I'd just roll with it and enjoy yourselves.
YOLA.
Well, let's see. We don't have age, or she's 24, he's 26. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of roommates in this house. It could get weird. It could get real weird.
I mean, you're just pitching a reality show at this point.
This is literally like New Girl.
I can't believe he walked by the door and went, I can't believe that happened.
He winked and said, that was crazy. That was crazy.
Imagine it was like so terrible and he was just like, can't believe we just did that. And she's like, yeah, like that's a bold move to be like, wink, hey there, champ. Look, it's not the smartest thing in the world to do.
Yeah.
With proper communication, it doesn't have to end in a dumpster fire.
Yeah, if they're both fine with that, I mean, I think they could only, if they want to continue it, you can only get away with it, I think, for so long.
Like, you need your seatbelt on. You really gotta be cautious. I have a friend, one of my best friends fell in love with her roommate.
Oh.
And it was messy. Mm. But it was love.
Did it work out?
It worked out for a while. And then at some point, didn't. But it didn't work out because they were roommates.
It worked out while they were roommates in that roommate situation.
I do believe people can meet in that area.
Totally.
You just got to be wearing your adult pants.
It's also the first hour, so you don't, this is a stranger.
Yeah, no, this is a whole other ballgame. I'm just saying that not all roommates meeting could be bad.
Any two people meeting could be right for each other.
Yeah, it's
but
just.
But it could also be wrong.
You got to be careful.
I think also, like, in that situation, I want to, like, double down on what you're saying, like, people always caution, like, you have to know what you're getting into. You have to be ready for it to not work out. And people go like, I know, I'm ready. Like, I know it could be this way. What I also think you need to have is like a game plan in place of like, what, let's make the worst case scenario. What if this does not work out? How do we get out of this?
Yeah.
Because that's, I think, more important.
Yeah.
But otherwise, like, consent and adults and all that, like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I feel like personally, if I really felt like I clicked with this person, I'd just like find a way to not live with them. But that's like a privileged way to think, like that it would be so easy. Like there's leases and there's like financial stuff, but like I would just,
But that would have to take more time.
It would be so hard.
This is an hour. Update.
Ah!
Yeah. Hey, a week ago I posted about the fact that I slept with my roommate within an hour of meeting him and I wasn't sure where to go from there. I was surprised at how much attention it got, and thank you all for your comments. I think I was a little too excited, and you brought me back down to earth.
Okay.
The following few days, neither of us were home much, so we only saw each other briefly, but we were friendly. On Thursday, he knocked on my door in the evening and asked if we could talk. I was so nervous, I thought he was going to say he had a girlfriend, LOL, but he was actually really good. He addressed everything straight away and made me feel so comfortable. He said that he's sorry he wasn't around much the days after, but I was like, no, it's fine. I haven't been home either. I knew it wasn't on purpose. The vibe between us has never been awkward or anything. Anyway, he said that he was surprised at himself at what happened, but that he really enjoyed it and that he got a really good feeling from me. And then he laughed and he was real cute and he said, like, maybe you have a good soul if that's a thing, and put his hand on mine. And he was kidding, but it was cute. And then he stopped and he said he really wanted to know how I felt. And he said, sorry, I'm not trying to make this a big thing. I just want to make sure you're okay with everything and I want to make sure you feel respected. I was kind of blown away by how sweet he was about it. I said that I was fine and that I felt the same about him, like shocked but happy but not wanting to make it a huge thing. He said he is really attracted to me, but his main concern is making sure we're both happy living together, whatever happens. I said I agreed, and then we just carried on, and it just dissolved into us talking about nothing for about 5 hours. Then it was really late, and he said he should go to bed, and he kissed my hand jokingly before he left. It was all really sweet and nice, and I think that whatever happens, he's a respectful guy and will communicate and will be mindful of each other. At one point while we were talking, he did say, sorry we've gotten off track, but I felt it was important we didn't discuss what happened. I wanted to get to know you a bit. It was a spontaneous thing, so I'm glad you agree that we shouldn't make a big deal out of it, and there's no point discussing hypotheticals or getting caught up in worry. We'll be good to each other and treat each other like humans. That's all we can do. And maybe we'll have sex again, too, if you're also up for that. God, he's great. Anyway, sorry, it's nothing too exciting, but I had a few private messages asking for an update, so I wanted to let you know. I'm really happy with the outcome, and I'm sure we'll be good friends at the very least.
That seems like the best possible scenario.
Extremely mature, well-spoken, and like, yeah, it's...
There's also the fact that she felt the attraction immediately, but then they went and got high together, and that also...
I was thinking about that.
Oh, I didn't register that.
Like, that also adds an element to it, but it sounds like it's a good situation. I think that's the thing, man, like, if you're both level-headed and respectful towards each other and communicate, I don't think there's any situation where it's like you can't do it in that situation. Mm-hmm. But it's just, if you get into an entanglement with someone... and your roommates, or you work together or something, and then one of you is not communicating properly or being respectful, then it's a whole fucking mess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, so she ran that risk.
Exactly.
And she got very lucky.
Yeah.
Like, I'm shocked. Yeah. But, like, it's possible.
Like you said, Reddit is all about feeling good and happy stories. And
yeah.
Like,
and all these people that we read about are all good people who would never do anything wrong.
Well... just don't take any of their beans.
Who do we think is the worst roommate? There's a lot of bad roommates. They're all in contention for being really awful.
I think the dirty ones.
The dirty ones really bother me. I do think the shower ones are crazy.
Yeah, it's like the entitled.
I think the shower one, yeah.
Shower ones are bad just because it's also like a baby.
Endangering a baby. There was a lot of redemption arcs in this, though, which is so rare.
A lot of redemption arcs. The cat one really worked out.
Yep.
You know, the beans and I think the potential for the worst situation, I'm going to go for the beans and the Baldur's Gate because they could keep upping the stakes for a while And then they're just full on burning the house down.
But then also, it might be the person who wants to charge his friends for air.
You know what? Actually, yep. I would say they're the worst roommate because if you're at that level of entitlement,
then there's
the sky's the limit.
Yeah.
Well, I just think you've lost all touch with reality at that point. The plants are telling you to do stuff, and you're like, "What? I could never kill everyone." Like, that's gonna be a thing.
It's actually shocking that the person with all those plants needs to touch grass.
Dude.
Dang, thanks.
Dude.
Hey, sick. Nice.
I'm so glad we all lived together back then.
Me too.
I know.
Those are memories that I'll never forget.
I know.
Like, I was that little grasshopper that would run around. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and Shane was always chasing you with that flypaper, and I was like,
And look at us now.
And look at us now. Here we are.
All of us.
Anyways, thank you both for being here. And
this was a wild one. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, and thank you all for watching. Let us know your worst roommates. Give us little details of
Tag
your worst
them.
Roommate stories. Because, man, I know so many people who've had bad roommates. It is a very common occurrence. I hope you guys don't have bad roommates. I hope you don't have to deal with that. But I know some of you have or are currently dealing with it.
Are you the bad roommate?
Maybe
list all of your flaws in the comments.
If you don't have a bad roommate, you're probably the bad roommate. Yeah.
Whoa. Do you hear your roommate playing this on loud in the other room?
Yeah, then you're the bad roommate.
Yeah.
Anyways, thank you for watching. Let us know other themes and subreddits you'd want to see on the show. And we'll see you next Saturday. Bye.
Happy birthday if it's your birthday.
Yeah.